With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Following the Democrats' convention in Chicago, there are many reminders. The road to victory is certainly not easy. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
For all of the energy and excitement at last week's Democratic National Convention, the presidential contest remains close, something Barack and Michelle Obama reminded their party.
This is going to be an uphill battle.
This will still be a tight race in a closely divided country.
They delivered an urgent call to action. It was an acknowledgement that even with a change at the top of the Democratic ticket, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are essentially tied in their race for the White House. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
German police say a 26-year-old man has turned himself in, saying he was responsible for the knife attack that left 3 dead and 8 wounded. Late Saturday, the Islamic State terrorist group had claimed responsibility for that attack. Also at SRNnews.com, a new wave of violence in the Middle East. Israel launching a series of intense airstrikes in southern Lebanon against terrorist group Hezbollah.
Air raid sirens reportedly sounded throughout northern Israel early Sunday. In addition, Israel's Ben-Gurion International Airport diverted incoming flights and delayed takeoffs for a time. Lebanese media reported strikes in the country's south without immediately providing more details. Meanwhile, health workers say multiple Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 36 Palestinians in southern Gaza.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. Chinese Coast Guard ships have fired water cannons, blocked and rammed a Philippine fishery vessel in the disputed South China Sea. Hostilities between the Asian neighbors have flared alarmingly at sea and also have spread to the air in recent weeks. This is SRN News. Democrats are less likely to be Christians.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the party and has discovered that nearly half of them, 46%, identify as something other than Christian. Most of those people are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religious faith. Compare that to 82% of Republicans who identify as Christian. These rather stark numbers go a long way toward explaining the sharp differences between the two parties on social issues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern sounding an alarm about anti-proselytizing laws in many countries. ICC says the measures, which purport to protect religious freedom, are actually a way of persecuting Christians. Algeria, Cambodia, Malaysia, and Yemen, just a few of the nations where it is illegal for a person to discuss their faith with another person who happens to be a different religion. This is SRN News. Dr. Anthony Fauci has come down with a mosquito-borne virus.
A spokesperson says Fauci, now retired from the National Institutes of Health, is recovering at home after a hospitalization for West Nile disease. The virus is commonly spread through the bite of an infected mosquito. Fauci reportedly told a fellow doctor he was likely infected in his own backyard. The CDC says most people don't experience symptoms from West Nile, but about 20% will develop a fever, headache, body aches, stomach upset, or a rash. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The jersey Babe Ruth wore in the 1932 World Series when he called his shot at Chicago's Wrigley Field sold early Sunday morning in Dallas. The bid, $24 million. More details at SRNnews.com.